Hey, good morning. 7-Eleven.
11.
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much for asking.
Today, we got a chance for some rain and partly cloudy. High of 50. So warmer today. Tonight, low of 28. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for rain and a high of 48. Honestly, it's warmer the next couple days.
Is it warm enough to golf?
Yeah, if you're not a pussy, you can go golf in 50.
It's very true.
Yeah, I think so. I just don't think the grounds are going to be good, though. That's the only bad part.
Yeah, that thrift shop behind Henry's hamburgers over there.
Yeah.
Somebody, for some reason, didn't want a brand new six-iron Mizuno, which is like a $75 club by itself.
People
don't have all these like 1942 clubs, and then right there, brand new, basically in the package. I'm like, I'll take it for a dollar.
For a dollar?
Yeah.
Hell, you can dicker with them a little bit, big. I got 50 cents for it.
Right.
I got cash. Cash talks.
See that scratch right there?
That's right. Come on.
I just want to go out and hit it, though, man.
Yeah.
Both our wives are leaving over the week.
Yeah, we should go golfing if it's nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be someplace we can go.
Yeah.
Those whack balls into the lake. How about that?
It's fun.
That counts. Yeah. That works. Fish choking. I don't. Come on, man.
Right.
Anyway, that's what we got for your forecast. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, according to a new study, eating processed foods like pizza, snacks, and sweets hurts your little swimmers. Researchers found that guys who eat a lot of junk food have lower sperm counts than guys who eat more balanced, healthy diets. The science suggests that any men who want to improve their fertility should eat mostly fish, chicken, vegetables, fruit, and water. Or if you don't want to be a daddy, just keep eating pizza and everything like that, and you'll be fine.
There you go.
You got to feed it. Eat a lot of pineapple.
That's for the for different reasons, Brock.
All the pineapple.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys.
That's for the lady.
Do your lady a favor. Eat a bunch. Or your partner, whoever. Eat a bunch of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink a bunch of coffee and smoke a bunch of cigarettes. That's not going to taste good.
Wow, I wonder what your search history looks like.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's very, very bad. Today, over in England, hey, speaking of pizza, Pizza Hut is introducing a new product, the Vegan Stuffed Crust Pizza. Instead of stuffing the crust with cheese, they're stuffing it with gooey, dairy-free cheese.
Just stop it.
Come on. Look, I try not to judge people, but I judge vegans.
Dude, it's just like the Burger King thing. I'm not going to Burger King nor Pizza Hut to eat healthy. And maybe Pizza Hut, because I do like that salad buffet. It's fantastic.
But there's also pizza there that you get along with.
Absolutely.
And it's covered in ranch dressing.
It's like, you know, I really want some pizza, but I want to feel good about myself afterward. A vegan pizza, just step aside. Come on.
I was reading this story, and this is actually a disturbing trend of vegans making their pets go vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this or not, but dogs are meat eaters. That's why they have canines.
Canines, yeah.
You know,
for a reason.
Cats are meat eaters. And if you're depriving this animal that, maybe is the size of a, you know, teacup, it still is a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it did 10,000 years ago when it was running with the wolves before we domesticated it. If you make your pet go vegan, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And I hope you choke on this dairy-free cheese in this vegan stuffed crust
pizza. That pet comes up to you and says, I want to be vegan.
Well, that's the thing. You'll know it's a vegan dog because they'll tell you first thing that it's a vegan dog.
Yeah, absolutely. In English language.
Yeah. Oh, just so you know, they actually have a man bun.
Right. Oh, God.
Is
your dog smoking a vape?
If you see a dog in a pair of tight corduroy pants with non-prescription glasses and a man bun smoking a vape.
And a craft beer in his hand.
That dog's a vegan. And he'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
He'll tell you about the dangers of the beef industry.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
God, I've never hated a dog so much in my life.
For the love of God. Get your dog out of here. Go lock him in your bedroom.
If you see a dog in Birkenstocks,
you know,
Birkenstocks. He's going to ask you to sign a petition to save the whales, all right? I hate that guy.
If your dog's wearing his drug rug, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
If you see a dog talking about his time at Dartmouth.
That's so stupid.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I went Ivy League.
Oh, jeez.
God, I hate you. If you see a dog hacky sacking.
Oh. Hacky sacking in his corduroys.
If you see a dog hacky sacking in the quad.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
He's a vegan.
If your dog does not dress for gym class.
If you see a dog only listening to records.
Yeah.
If he talks extensively about his vinyl collection, he's a vegan. Oh, I hate that dog so much.
Can we talk about, too, one more thing about the Impossible Whopper and the vegan pizza?
Sure.
Is if you're a vegan and you're like, oh, it just means you really want meat. It's like, I want the Impossible Whopper, but I can't have it because I'm vegan. It's like your body wants meat. You're not tricking your body. It's just like your body telling you. It's like, hey, man, like, maybe.
See, you can't tell me that it doesn't taste good because if you're making plants taste like it, meat is the better option. You know what I mean?
That just it confuses me.
I could never do it.
Stick to the veggie tray.
I ate a bunch of meat this weekend. You know?
Fantastic. I think it's that's delicious. All I had this weekend.
I don't think I ate.
I think yesterday we had brats for lunch and then we had steak for dinner.
I don't think I had one vegetable.
Not one green.
Not one green thing all weekend long. Yeah. My heart is struggling right now to pump the blood through my body. You know, but
what did we have on the fishing trip? Brats.
Yeah.
And meat.
Yeah. Kenny cooked up a bunch of brats for us.
Dude, I had nothing but.
Yeah. Meat.
Dead meat over the weekend.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So good.
Fantastic. Anyway, yeah. Eat meat, for God's sakes.
I even had a beer batter, too. The brats, man.
Good
pops
stuff.
Right in your eye.
Oh. Ah! Ah!
It's so good, though.
Lastly, there is a pub, if you're heading over to England, and you can rent the entire place, including the huge kitchen, double ovens, and even covered hot tub for $22 per night. That's it.
$22?
$22. U.S. dollars. So if you get a group of 30 friends together, the place is yours. So you can rent the place, but I'm sure you still got to pay for drinks probably.
I think.
Yeah, that would make sense. Otherwise, you'd be losing money on
Seems way too cheap.
But so maybe you can have the whole bar for yourself, but you got the bartender, you got the drinks and everything like
that. What's this like? Is it like one of those Airbnbs that looks fantastic until you show up and it's just like...
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm gonna have to, the Poacher's Arm Pub is what it's called.
It's right on the lake, but they don't show the highway between that and the lake. I always hate those.
It's a pond. I've dealt with that all the time. Yeah, it's a seasonal views. You know what that means? That means you can see it in the wintertime.
Right.
Seasonal views of the lake. Okay, so I can see it in the time I don't want to be there. Thank you.
Don't believe in the brochure.
Yeah. Oh, it's waterfront. Oh, look at all the waterfront properties. Waterfront. No, it's water adjacent, and I have to walk through someone else's yard to get to a tiny part of a shared dock. That's not waterfront, you piece of garbage.
That cameraman took a great view.
Yeah.
He took that shot from a great, great spot.
If you can, you actually do have views of the lake if you walk up the antenna.
Yeah.
You go up, you know, the TV antenna that's mounted into the ground. Anyway. So, yeah, if you go to England, you can rent a pub. A
lot 22 of stupid bucks.
$22. There you go. I've spent way more than that at a bar, so maybe that's not a bad
option. You got $10,000 in your pocket. Let's go for like a year.
We could buy the place. It's ours now. Hey, that's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock